This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Wednesday, February 6th. Well, a big purchase from China sends the soybean market higher. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
The market kind of struggled, closing near the lows the last several sessions. What's going on? We think for the first factor that China is in the process of buying up their second round of 5 million tons since December of U.S. soybeans. This did provide some support into last week's highs, but again, we've seen the market close well off of the highs the last several sessions. Brazil production might be down 7 to 10 million tons from the December estimates because of the weather. This is also a factor that seems to have already been factored into the market as we're seeing the market close weekly in the last couple of sessions.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 1.5 at 527 and a half. March corn was up 1.5 at 380 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 635 to 658. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were up 0.75 points, ranging from 666 and a quarter to 671 and a quarter. BNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were up 0.25 points, ranging from 670 to 680. Live cattle for February were up 97.5 cents at 126.80. March feeder cattle were down 40 cents at 144.15. And February Class 3 milk was up a penny at 13.95.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.